USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate is continuing. House prosecutors told senators rioters who breached the U.S. Capitol did so on the orders of Trump. The videos they showed featured supporters of former President Trump inside the Capitol. They told police that the president told them to come and fight for him.
The president told them to be there, and so they actually believed they would face no punishment.
Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette said months of calls to stop the steal and fight like hell by Trump sent a clear message. California Democrat Ted Lieu said the president showed no remorse.
He does not say the one sentence that would stop future political violence. The election was not stolen.
The former president's defense begins its rebuttal on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
Six people were killed in a massive 130-vehicle pileup on an icy interstate in Texas.
Initial reports are blaming icy conditions. Firefighters are going car to car to try to find people who urgently need treatment. The crash was first reported at 6:30 a.m. Central Time. A video shows a FedEx truck losing control on a downhill stretch of the freeway and plowing into a barrier. The crash site stretches for a mile and a half.
On a visit to the National Institutes of Health, President Biden says his administration is buying some 200 million more coronavirus vaccine doses. They're also speeding up the delivery of another 100 million.
We're now on track to have enough supplies for 300 million Americans by the end of July. It may not sound like the urgent progress we need, but let's be clear. When I took office just 3 weeks ago, this country did not have a plan or enough vaccines or people to vaccinate Americans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The State Department is strongly condemning China banning BBC News. With more, here's USA's John Clemens.
Beijing has been upset with the BBC for its coverage of the pandemic and about China's human rights abuses. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the actions of Beijing.
We absolutely condemn the PRC's decision to ban BBC World News. The PRC maintains one of the most controlled, most oppressive, least free information spaces in the world. It's troubling that as the PRC restricts outlets and platforms from operating freely in China, Beijing's leaders use free and open media environments overseas to promote misinformation.
The Justice Department unsealed conspiracy charges against 5 people associated with the Proud Boys and asked that a member of the Oath Keepers be held in bond in filings related to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Authorities arrested William Christman, Louis Colin, and Christopher Cooney in Kansas City, while taking brother and sister Corey and Felicia Conalt into custody in Arizona. The 5 were charged with conspiracy, civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The Justice Department has also issued a memo requesting that Jessica Watkins, a member of the Oath Keepers militia, be held without bond. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.